I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Religious freedom watchdogs in the U.S. are urging lawmakers to take a closer look at Nigeria. Militant Islamist groups are growing, and major attacks have become even more frequent. One report found that kidnappers target Christians 10 times more often than Muslims. Galen Burkholder is president and CEO of Global Disciples.
We've been involved with Nigeria for many years, but a few months ago, we discovered a level of violence that we simply had not seen before.
Global Disciples partners with local believers to reach unreached people groups like the Fulani.
A number of the leaders who have lost family members, friends, and co-workers were crying out to the Lord for mercy for the Fulani people. These Christian leaders are crying out for their fellow countrymen who are destroying their villages.
And more Muslims are turning to Christ now than at any other time in modern history. The Program for Theological Education by Extension, or PTEE, helps these believers become leaders. A leader we'll call Jacob says,
in Syria, for instance, you don't have any Bible colleges.
Revealing your faith in Muslim-dominant areas can make you a target, especially when you come from a Muslim background. PTEE helps believers become leaders through undercover theological training. Can you speak Arabic? Maybe this is God's next step for you.
We need to pray that may God send us some people whom are qualified to develop new courses. I am the only one and I am getting old now. I cannot do it only myself because it takes time to prepare a course like this.
Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.